that no one dares to. Sincerely, Mademoiselle. Hi guys, I am back for our second episode after that long ass break that I took, and I took upon myself to allow myself to take that kind of vacation. Although it was explanatory for the reasons that are fucking obvious in my country. If you don't know, I'm Lebanese and things are not doing awesome for us here. And so I started my podcast like 2 months ago or 3 months ago, and I took a break because I was drained and my mental health was fucked. So I needed some time off of all of that. But now we're back, and this is our second episode after being back. And things are going to be a bit different this time because I'm not going to sit here and talk for an hour. That's not going to happen. I'm going to sit here and say what I have to say. And I want it to be short so that everyone fucking listens, because what I'm saying is kind of important to me, at least. And I want to be sure that everyone is listening to what I have to say. And it's important to me. I don't like to do things halfway. Like, I like doing things. I like to give things 1,000%. Like, I don't like giving it like 10% of my time. So I like giving everything. And this is why most probably I'm drained most of the time, because I prioritize everything. Everything is a priority to me. And everything is like my all, and I give my all to everything. So this is why I'm drained most of the time. And this is why I take a lot of days off. So yeah, last time we were talking about women and what I've been going through recently. Like, and I was thinking about it because, you know, recently we've been through an explosion. We've been going through a lot of shitty things in this country. And God knows what's going to happen to us. God knows, I mean, individually. I don't know if I'm going to stay here. I don't know if I'm going to leave. I have no fucking clue what tomorrow brings for me. And that scares and terrifies shit out of me. So, and it's so funny because last time I was talking about something that was alarming, how people here in Lebanon always, no matter what is happening, I don't even think it's only Lebanon. I think it's everywhere. No matter what is happening in the world, people still find the energy inside of them to sit you down and talk about your privacy and your private life. And this to me is fucking grand. Like, don't be this close to me. I'm not that close to you. Trust is earned, and I don't trust you. And for you to come here and look at me and just sight like that and be like, you're so pretty, you need to be married. Like, for me, don't fuck with me. That's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna pity you. I know you're doing this for the wrong reasons. And just the fact, whenever, as a woman, whenever you talk about these things, you automatically are put in a case of, I mean, you're put in a box of being like a feminist, an activist. I don't know, so many fucking boxes I'm in, I'm kind of lost. But it's just like, you're an outcast. You're not normal. You're not a girl anymore whenever you talk about these things. And I talked the last time about maybe not me not wanting to get married. Yeah, I don't want to get married. No. But if I find someone that I want to get married to, fuck yeah, I'm going to get married. If I think that it's not about feelings only, and this is mainly our problem. Like, us women, we always want to marry the people we love, which is something that I think is wrong on so many levels, because love fades, and so many things come with love. Because whenever you love someone, you say, you know how they say, like, love is blind. Love is not blind, but it sure blinds you. So whenever I think about my relationships, my past relationships, I think about how much I love the people that I was with. And I think I've been in love twice maybe in my life, although I've dated so much more and I've been in relationship with so many more. But I've been in love definitely with two people. So, and when I think about these two relationships, I think about how I saw the red flags. Since day one, I think I knew what was their problem. Because I think we all do. But I always thought that I could change them. And this is the number one mistake I think all of us make whenever we go into a relationship. We think we can change them. We can't, all right? We always look for us to be the exception, the we always talk about, yes, I know a friend that her boyfriend used to cheat on her, but then he changed whenever they got married. And ever since, they've been living together and living the dream ass life. Bitch, this is the exception. I don't know what happened to them. I don't know how sex was between them, because obviously the girl could like really, really be there for him. But this is the exception, because generally, whenever you're in a relationship with a fuckboy, or whenever you're in a relationship with an asshole, he's going to stay an asshole. That's not going to change. So no matter how much you give, no matter how happy you become, no matter how better you become, no matter whatever you make, no matter whatever you do for that relationship, nothing's going to change, and you're going to be just damaged and in therapy, just like what happened to me 2 years ago. So what I'm trying to say is, don't bet on these exceptions, because they're really, really fucking rare. And it's not because the girl was different. It's not because the guy was different. It's just that the whole dynamics was different for them to be the exception, you know? So I see a lot of girls and guys, of course, but I always talk about girls because I feel like guys already talked about, if one guy talks about a relationship, his relationship, and if he talks about being heartbroken, it's all over the fucking news, and it's, oh my God, and everyone is tearing and everyone is crying and it's so emotional. But us girls, we go through that every fucking day and no one looks at us. So I think I cannot be talking for men this time. I think girls deserve it much more than men do. So what I wanted to say is, women, usually, whenever we go into a relationship, we go in it for the wrong reasons. First of all, we go in it just because we want the dream relationship, the one we see in movies, read in books, the fairy tale, the one our parents always promised us, a princess. This is why we're always searching for a relationship, because we want to feel better about ourselves. And this is the fucking truth, man. Because, you know, if girls learned how to feel better for themselves, by themselves, I don't think any girl would be in a relationship. I don't think, like, after the hard work I've worked on myself, I don't think I want a man. I don't need a man. I would sure have fun with a man if I liked someone. Sure, you're a fucking bonus in my life, but I don't, and certainly will not stop my life or change any form or anything in my life for a man to come in. This is what you get. If you like it, you like it. Fine, awesome, cool. We're gonna have fun together. We're gonna enjoy life together. You're gonna be my partner. But if you don't like it, bye-bye. Bitch, bye. And I think this is why girls, usually us, and I think I'm one of them, of course, since I've been in so many fucking failed relationships. I was so emotional, and I'm still emotional. But back then, it was all based on love and on, oh my God, you've been through shit all your life. I'm going to save you. Bitch, if I could sit with my past self, I'd be like, bitch, sit down. We have to talk. You're not going to save anyone. You're not going to call him back. You're not going to talk to him. You're going to move on with your life, and you're going to go fucking follow your career, because that's the only fucking thing that's going to be there for you. Whenever that boy is going to cheat on you or break your heart, your career is the only thing that's going to be there for you, waiting for you like, girl, it's about time. So no, we sit here and accept so much, and for what? For what? Just not to be alone. Why are you so scared of being alone? Why are you so scared of not being able to be enough? Like, fearing, like, we always think being in a relationship is what's going to validate us. It's what's going to make us feel like we're worthy, or that we're pretty, or that we're gorgeous, or that we're smart. If you're not in a relationship, something is wrong with you. No, no, it's the actual opposite. If I'm in a relationship, something is wrong with me. If I'm single, something is actually right, because this modernized relationship kind of vibe, we're together, but we're not telling anyone, but we're together. Why? This new form of relationship, this new form of love is crazy to me. Everyone's hiding everyone. Everyone is so shady about their relationship. Yes, I like to keep my relationship private. But you're not keeping it private. Something is up with your relationship. There is a thin line between keeping your relationship private and hiding out your partner for different reasons. whether you have someone else, whether you're ashamed of having that partner, for so many fucking different reasons. But then they hide behind like, yes, I like our relationship to be private. Fuck you. No, you don't. No one likes their relationship to be private. Whenever I'm in love, I want my relationship shouted out off the fucking roof. I want pictures all over Instagram and Facebook. I'm going to fucking make cushions out of my pictures to him on his bed. A picture of my face on his fucking mug and plate. No. No one likes their relationship to be so fucking on the DL. No. Private? Yes, sure. I think all my relationships are private. I don't let any of my friends interfere whenever I'm fighting with my partner. I don't let anyone know our secrets or our conversations or anything that's private between me and my partner. Sure. But I love having my partner on my side whenever I go to dinner or to birthdays or to whatever event I'm going to. I'm proud to have them. At the end of the day, I chose them to be mine. So as women, of course, we hold it upon us to sit down and be okay and shut up about so many things because this is who he is. He's not going to change. This is what we say to our girlfriends, by the way. This is just his personality. I understand because he had such a rough childhood. Now, let's stop here. Whenever you meet someone that has had a rough childhood, you have to open your ears very carefully because you have to understand where his traumas are coming from. Like sometimes narcissists or whatever his problem is are like that because of childhood traumas. So you have to really open your fucking ears, sis, because whatever he's going to tell you about his past is going to be the problem of your present. If his past is fucked to the point that today he's going to beat the shit out of you, you need to fucking open your ears. Because we're not going to allow that, are we? We're not going to sit and just shut up about him mistreating you like that. Which I think some of us did. I did, for sure. Many relationships, I just sat there and just accepted whatever was thrown at me. Because I, quote unquote, loved, which I don't think I did. But yeah, so whenever there's someone that comes to you with childhood traumas or whatever it is, like a very rough past, you have to sit. And I'm not saying to judge or not to be there for other person, but I'm just saying that be there, but not at the expense of yourself. And if these traumas or whatever it is that that person went through are still resonating in the present, I don't think, like, I honestly think this is a red flag. And I've been in so many situations where I've seen red flags and just decided to like overlook them just because my feelings to that person were stronger. But now I learned because the pain is greater when you break up. The more you love someone, the grander is the pain. I don't even know if grander is a word, but yeah, you get what I mean. The more you love someone, the more you are unable to comprehend their mistakes and their flaws, and the more the pain eats you up alive once you leave. So you have to always make that these calculations. Like whenever you love someone, whenever you fall in love with someone, sometimes you just fall in love at first sight. You have to really open your eyes and open your ears and just sit down and take it slow. No matter how hard it is, try to control your emotions because your mind is going to tell you and your gut feeling is going to tell you. Trust me, you're going to feel whenever something is wrong or whenever whatever decision you're taking right now is wrong for you. So yeah, I honestly do not and will not accept any of this shit anymore. Like I felt so much recently to so many people and I did not allow it to take a hold of me or whatever. I just moved on and I was fine. I was better than ever because this is how you're supposed to be. We sit and accept shit just because we're scared of being alone. We're scared of being lonely. We're scared of ending up alone. We're scared of so many fucking shit that we think that we're going to die from it. We're not going to die. We're fine. If you sit there, the amount of time that you sit focusing on your relationship, if you sit them working or working your ass off for your job, your career, your ambition, or whatever the fuck it is, at the end of the day, you're not going to be alone. You're going to be alone in your fucking mansion with 17,000 cars and whatever the fuck you want. The amount of fuck I say on that show is crazy. It's just angry. It's so funny because us women, we're always so skeptical when it comes to our careers. like we're so scared of our future and like, should I do this? Should I travel and continue my life? Should I? But we're so fucking easy when it comes to relationships. Yes, he's a drug addict, but so what? I can change him. We're so fucking cocky when it comes to relationship because we think we can change a man or a woman or whatever your preference is. But we're never so cocky when it comes to our careers or our future. We're so skeptical and scared and we doubt ourselves. But we're so fucking fierce when it comes to getting dressed and putting our makeup on and going on a date. We're like, yes, he's going to get it today. But we don't feel like that whenever we're applying for a job. Our hands become sweaty. Our heart beats fast. And this says a lot about confidence. So many of us talk about confidence, but we don't actually have that. We don't even know what that means. Oh, I don't know what to tell you, girls. Honestly, we have a lot of work to do. We need to go to therapy, like, all together. Me included. Like, me first. But these are the things that I've noticed recently. And I have so much more to share with you. Like, so much more to talk about. It's crazy. And I really hope that this will be something that will open up conversations between girlfriends, because this is something that us girls don't talk about often. The only thing we sit and talk about are boyfriends or what do I do now? Should I post a picture? Should I talk to him? Should I answer? Like, these are the things that matter to us, but we don't ask ourselves the bigger questions. Like, why am I so fucking hyped up about a man who's not here for me at the end of the day? Why am I so anxious to run back to a guy who's not running back for me? You know, like, this doesn't make sense to me. I don't want that. I don't need this in my life. So I think these conversations need to be more talked about and more specifically addressed rather than just coming up in a sentence in a conversation. These are things that we should actually be addressing as girls to one another. I love you guys and I can't wait for you to be here for the next one. I love you so much. And girls, start busting your ass. Go get that dollar. Go work, study, all of that. Just go bust your ass. I love you guys so much. And be kind to one another. And don't fucking judge. I love you. Bye. Go work, study, all of that. Just go bust your ass. I love you guys so much. And be kind to one another. And don't fucking judge. I love you. Bye.